Please open with me in your Bibles to the Gospel of John and chapter 10, please. The Gospel of John and chapter 10, and we're going to read some verses together here from verse 1 to verse 11. John's Gospel, chapter 10, and we're beginning in verse 1. And God's Word says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." Amen. And we know the Lord will bless this public reading of his own word. Amen.
Well, thank you, Matthew, for reading the scriptures, and thanks also to Mr. Nathan McVeigh, who's a first-year ministerial student from our Donaghadee congregation, for leading the meeting. If you keep your Bible open, please, at that passage, John chapter 10, and we'll seek the Lord's face in prayer just before we come to consider his word. Our Heavenly Father, we continue on in thy presence in our Saviour's name. We need thy help now as we come to consider thy word. It is a precious privilege to read and to consider thy truth, and yet we do so fearfully, knowing that it is thy word, and we would not want to mishandle it or misapply it or impose the opinions of men upon it. And so we pray that thy truth itself would speak to our hearts. We ask for the Holy Spirit to come, exalt the Saviour, we pray, meet the need of these souls of ours, for we ask it in our Saviour's name and for his sake. Amen. One of the most beautiful pictures that the Lord uses to describe the relationship between himself and his people is that of the shepherd and the sheep. And this image of God and his people being like a shepherd and a sheep has never lost its relevance. We can still picture all of the key elements of that relationship: the love between the shepherd and his sheep, the dependence of the sheep upon the shepherd, and the dangers to the sheep without their shepherd are some of the core ideas that enable us to understand the gospel message. In John chapter 10, from verse 1 to 5, the Lord Jesus Christ teaches the people, using a parable concerning sheep and their shepherd. And explaining this parable, the Lord shows that he is the good shepherd, the one who is able to bring those who trust in him unto God. He says in verse 11, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." And those of us who are saved today, those of us who know the Lord, we have been found by the good shepherd. We have received from the Lord Jesus Christ all of the blessings of being one of God's sheep. And as his people, as the sheep of his fold, we have an obligation and indeed a desire to follow the Lord wherever he would lead. The Lord points to this following of the shepherd in those words in verses 3 and 4. He says in the middle of verse 3, "And he that is the shepherd calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." We have here the sheep following their shepherd, going forward with him. And this is the desire of the one who is the good shepherd for us, his sheep, that we would go forward in our Christian lives, going forward spiritually, going forward in faith, going forward in our life with God. And this is what I would like to consider this morning, going forward with the good shepherd, going forward with the good shepherd as we find it here in these verses 3 and 4. And considering that thought, we can notice, first of all, the command to go forward. The command to go forward. That verse 4 reads, "And when he putteth forth his own sheep." This going forward here is not optional. It's something that the sheep must do, and in that sense we can consider it a command. And this command, it reveals the shepherd's ownership of the sheep. His ownership of the sheep. It says, "When he putteth forth his own sheep." They're his sheep. They belong to the shepherd. And those of us who are saved, we belong to the good shepherd. We are not our own. We have been bought with a price. In Acts chapter 20, verse 28, we read of the flock of God that has been purchased by the blood of our Savior. And how different do his commands appear to us when we remember that we belong to him, that he has paid that great price to make us his own. It was a price that we could never pay. It was the only price that could purchase for us forgiveness, the only thing that could bring us into the family of God. And what blessings do we have as a result of belonging to him? The sheep in this parable that the Lord told, they had the blessing of belonging to a good and a careful shepherd, one who would provide a fold for them, one who knew them by name. And also, there were those times when at his command, they would go forward with him outside of the fold. And this too was a privilege. These sheep were not left alone without anyone to care for them, but they had the privilege of belonging to a shepherd, one with whom they could go forward. And one of the great blessings of belonging to the Lord Jesus Christ is that we're not left to ourselves in this world. We have one to whom we belong, and one with whom we have the great privilege of going forward as he commands us. This command, it reveals the shepherd's ownership. It also reveals his authority. His authority over the sheep. "When he putteth forth his own sheep." These sheep here are under the shepherd's authority. It's not a cruel authority. It's not a dictatorial authority. But it's a loving authority. An authority that governs the sheep for their good. And yet it is a very real authority. These sheep here that are being put forward by the shepherd, they do not question his authority to direct them in the way that they should go. And so it is with us in going forward with God, in whatever he would ask us to go forward in our lives. We're not doing anything extraordinary or special. We're simply giving respect to that authority that is rightfully his. This command, it reveals the shepherd's authority, it reveals his ownership of the sheep. It also reveals his desire for the sheep. His desire for the sheep. "And when he putteth forth his own sheep." The desire of the shepherd is that the sheep would go forward. And as we think of the context of this parable and what the Lord says here about sheep and the shepherd, surely it is with the purpose of going forward to find new pasture. The Lord himself, he makes this point when he's making spiritual applications about the parable in verse 9. He says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." Finding pasture is essential if the sheep are to survive. Finding pasture is essential if they are to grow and to prosper. And yet going forward, going to those new pastures is not always easy. We know from other passages of Scripture, such as Ezekiel 34, that sometimes the best pastures would be on high mountainsides. Sometimes the shepherd would have to lead his flock by a difficult path to get there. The sheep would have to travel steep, rugged, dangerous tracks to get to this mountain pasture. And yet it is the desire of the shepherd for the best pasture, even if it is difficult to get there. And so the desire of the Lord for those of us who are saved is that we would go forward in our lives, that we might, spiritually speaking, reach those good pastures that would enable us to grow. And therefore the Lord may at times lead us in difficult paths. He may lead us on hard roads. You may ask this morning, why is it if I am going forward with God that my life is so hard? Why is it that things for me are so difficult if I'm trying to go through with God? Well, we must trust, just like the sheep following the shepherd, that the Lord does know what is best. He desires that we would go forward into fresh pastures, even if the path there is difficult. And so we have then this command to go forward. But as we think about going forward with the Good Shepherd, we have secondly the confidence in going forward. The confidence in going forward. In verse 4, we read of the shepherd commanding the sheep to go forward, and then it comes with significant other information. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Here is the confidence that the sheep have in going forward. They're not sent forward on their own, but the shepherd, he goes before them. This gives the sheep confidence regarding their direction. The sheep are not left to wander forward in a haphazard manner, but the shepherd, he leads them in precisely the path that they should take. And how reassuring this is for us. We are not left as God's people to wander aimlessly through life. He gives us clear direction with regards to our journey. And the direction that he gives to us as he goes before us, it comes from his voice, as it says in verse 4, for they know his voice. And the voice of the Good Shepherd comes to us through his word. The Savior, he underlines this. Verse 27, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And as we come to the Word each day, we are directed from the Scriptures, and we can then have confidence regarding the direction we take in going forward with God. In the Scriptures, we hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. In the Scriptures, we learn of him as the one who is all-knowing, the one who is all-powerful, and also as the one who goes before us in this life. In the Scriptures, we see him going before us, living that perfect life that we could never live. We see him going before us into death, dying our death for us, bearing away our sin. We see him going before us in rising from the dead. We see him going before us into glory, there to live and reign for us, our guarantee that one day we will follow him there. And what confidence we can have when we consider that this wonderful Savior who goes before us, he is our guide. Robert Murray McShane, the Scottish preacher of the 1800s who died before he reached his 30th birthday, he said when he was commenting on John chapter 10 and verse 4, he said of the Lord, he went through all that he calls us to follow him in. He went before us in faith and holiness. He went before us in labors of love, in reproaches, in necessities, in sufferings, in death. He does not ask you to go through anything that he did not go through. The Lord will never ask you to go forward in any part of your life that he does not and has not gone before you to lead the way. And so they have this confidence in going forward regarding their direction. But the confidence they have in going forward is also with regards to their protection. Verse 4, "And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." Sheep are vulnerable animals. They have little means of protecting themselves, particularly when they're traveling alone or traveling outside of the fold. But yet when they have the shepherd with them, they have his protection. And so it is with us. It does not matter the seeming difficulties in going forward with God. We can be assured of his protection because he is with us. At times you may fear what it might mean to really go forward with God. At times you may fear going forward with God because of doubts and uncertainties. That may even be doubts about your salvation at times. But when we're going forward with God in obedience to the Good Shepherd, we have him there not only to guide us, but to protect us as well. This is illustrated in the life of King David when he described how, as a young man, as a shepherd, caring for his father's sheep, he protected the lambs from the lion and the bear. And we read then of David in Acts chapter 13 and verse 22 as a man after God's own heart. And it reveals to us that the heart of our God is the heart of that good shepherd that protects the sheep. How wonderfully does the Lord describe that in verses 27 to 30 in this chapter. He says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." And as we go forward with God, in whatever area of your life he may speak to you about, you can do so with confidence, knowing that you have his protection. His protection does not mean that there will never be trials and difficulties, but it does mean that all things are working together for our good. It does mean that ultimately all will be well, that victory is ours, we will be secure forever because the Lord protects us as we go forward with him. This confidence in going forward is with regards to their direction and regards to their protection. It's also with regards to their destination. Their destination. These sheep are being put forth by the shepherd. He's leading them in the way that they should go, and they follow him without question, knowing that he will lead them in the right path. And when the Lord leads us forward, it is to a certain destination. He has good pasture for us to go to, as he says in verse 9. And this is so important because as we go forward, just like the sheep, we go forward not knowing where the journey will take us, but we go forward with confidence, knowing that the one who is leading us does know where he is taking us to. We have a great example of this in the life of Abraham. We read of Abraham in Hebrews 11 and verse 8. It says, "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went." And is this not a picture of our lives? We go forward by faith, not knowing where exactly the Lord will lead us, but with confidence, knowing that his way is best. And so often it's difficult to follow him, to follow in faith, not being able to see the way, and we hesitate to go forward. But even though we want that detailed roadmap of all that lies ahead of us, the Lord's desire is that we would simply trust him one step at a time, knowing that he has that perfect destination for us. And so we have the command to go forward. We have the confidence in going forward. We have, thirdly, the communion when going forward. The communion when going forward. In this parable in verses 3 and 4, the Lord describes that very close relationship between the shepherd and his sheep. The sheep are called by name in verse 3. The sheep know and they follow the voice of the shepherd in verse 4. There is that very strong relationship between the shepherd and the sheep, that very strong communion between them. And on the basis of that communion, the sheep go forward. This communion between the shepherd and the sheep, it is personal. It's personal. Verse 3, he calleth his own sheep by name. And this communion begins when you come to know the Lord as Savior. You can never follow the Good Shepherd in life and to glory if you never come to know him as your Savior. Perhaps today, as we think about the Good Shepherd, there are some here, you must acknowledge that he is not your shepherd. For you're following your own path. You're going your own way, living according to your own ideas, indulging in your own sins as it suits you. And as a result of that, you're lost. Without hope in this world, you're treading a path that is taking you step by step to that awful place of eternal destruction. And yet as you go down that road, and as you wander in your sin, there is one who is the Good Shepherd who seeks the lost, and he calls them by name to come on to himself. Perhaps he's calling you this morning, calling you by name, and saying, you must come to me. It's time to leave your sin. It's time to repent and surrender your heart and life to me. You're on a road that's leading you to hell, but I can take away your sin. I can give you peace if you will but heed his voice as he calls you to come to him, surrender to him. And then, having come to know the Lord, day by day he continues to call us. He calls us to go forward with him. And as we read his word and as we pray, as those who know and love him, we worship him. We enjoy personal communion with him each day. And in that personal communion, he calls us to go forward. He calls us to go further. And he calls us all by name. Individually, he calls us all by name to follow that same path. He calls us all to more faith. He calls us all to more holiness. He calls us all to the path that is laid out in the Scriptures. And yet there are those times when the shepherd would call his sheep by name to lead them very individually, very personally. In Psalm 23, the psalmist said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. The Lord led him very personally. We can see this in the life of Peter. In John 21, when the Lord was restoring Peter and telling him that he'd have to feed the lambs and the sheep of the flock, and Peter wanted to know what the Lord would do with John. The Lord said, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. The Lord has a personal plan for your life that's different to the person next to you. An individual path for you to tread in that sense. A work just for you to do. And how tragic it would be if you were so distracted and caught up with the things of this world that there wasn't that personal communion with him. You didn't heed his voice as he would lead you in that blessed path. The communion in going forward is personal. The communion in going forward is also devotional. It's devotional. Verses 4 and 5, we have the sheep hearing the shepherd's voice and following him, for they know his voice. And then in verse 5 it says, a stranger they will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. The shepherd loves his sheep, and the sheep, they love him. And the shepherd's great love is seen in his laying down his life for the sheep, as the Lord says in verse 11. And what a manner of love is this? That sacrificial love. That love that took the Savior all the way to the cross. It is the reason why we can go forward with God. We are made able to go forward with God because the Savior laid down his life in sacrifice for us. And because he laid down his life for us, we want to go forward with him. And the sheep will only go forward with the shepherd that they know loves and cares for them. They'll not listen to anyone else or go forward with anyone else. And a stranger will they not follow. And only the Lord himself is worthy of our devotion and our love. We can say, in the words of John this morning, we love him because he first loved us. And every day, the cross itself should be the center of our heart's devotion to him, the one who gave himself for us. And out of that love, then, we should go forward with him wherever he would lead. This communion and going forward, it is personal and it is devotional and it is eternal. It is eternal. The Lord speaks in verses 12 and 13 of the one who is hired to look after the sheep. And then when danger comes, that person who's only working for money runs away and leaves the sheep. And that is in contrast to the good shepherd who never leaves his sheep. Verse 28, the Lord says, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." As we go forward with our Lord in this life, we have the assurance that he will not only be with us in life, but for all eternity. And this not only gives to us great assurance, but it also gives to us great motivation. We go forward today with the one that one day we will see. As John tells us, we shall see him as he is. And how we will be thrilled with a view of our Savior. But may we grasp that moment now in our thoughts and think of how terrible it would be to disobey, to refuse to go forward with the one that we will meet one day. Our service can never be worthy of him. But may we go on each day with the knowledge that the one that promises to us eternal bliss, he is worthy of our very best. And one day we will reach the end of our little journey, and the command of our God in death as in life will be, go forward. We live for and we worship a God who is never in retreat, always going forward. And on that day we'll go forward, and with confidence the psalmist could say, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." In life and in death, we can go forward at his command, confident in his leadership, always enjoying that communion with him. May it be so for our Saviour's sake.